Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Andrew Grosso, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you've been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Our reading today comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 21st verse. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder,' and 'Whoever murders shall be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny." Here ends the reading. There's a saying that summarizes the spiritual problem Jesus identifies in today's reading from Matthew. The saying goes like this: "I love humanity. It's people I can't stand." In other words, I love people in the abstract, but particular people drive me nuts. The words Jesus speaks have a way of drawing us away from the abstract toward the concrete particularity of daily life. We may find it easy to avoid evil in the abstract. We have heard it said, "You shall not murder." But when we hear this, we think about it in rather ambiguous terms. We think about it in categorical terms rather than in practical terms. We may not be able to imagine actually killing someone in the abstract, but this doesn't stop us from being cruel or hurtful in all kinds of smaller, seemingly insignificant ways to those around us. But Jesus brings us right down to earth. He draws our attention to the relationships we have with those among whom we live and work on a daily basis. There's nothing abstract about what Jesus says, and that's the part that bothers us the most. "Before you offer your gift to God," he says, "first attend to your relationships. Is there anyone who is angry with you? Is there anyone you have hurt recently? First deal with that. Be reconciled, and then you'll be ready to offer your gift." This spiritual principle also affects the way we think about blessing others. We may be more comfortable with the idea of blessing others in the abstract than we are blessing others in the midst of the practical, concrete realities of daily life. But it's precisely in those practical, concrete, often messy realities that we can offer the greatest blessings. And this has a way of cutting against the grain of our expectations. We want to be sure that our efforts have maximum impact. We want to do the most good for as many people as possible. We worry that our good efforts may be dissipated if they're too small or too insignificant. But the Lord does not see things the way we often see things. The Lord's priorities are often quite different from our priorities. We may imagine some act of kindness or of blessing is too insignificant or too unimportant to worry about. But it may be that God has brought us to whatever seemingly mundane, messy situation we find ourselves in, precisely so we can offer a blessing that only we can perform. Mother Teresa of Calcutta is often noted for having said that we can do no great things, but we can do small things with great love. These words from Mother Teresa point in the same direction as the words we heard from Jesus. Both Teresa and Jesus drive us out of the realm of abstraction, out of the realm of good intentions and grand ambitions, and push us instead into the real world, the only world that matters, the good creation wherein we find ourselves set alongside other particular people, each with their particular strengths and their particular weaknesses. It is this world within which we are called to be a blessing to others. So the next time you want to help overcome evil in the world, or the next time you want to offer to someone in need some great act of mercy or a blessing. Look around you. You won't have to look very far at all to find someone you might bless by sharing the grace that God has given to you. And you will find that when we reach out to those around us, the actual people God puts in our path, our efforts to be a blessing to others may be multiplied in ways we can't imagine. Amen. And now, please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the Good Shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.